Despair fell over Mike like a blanket, causing him to fall to his knees next to the swivel chair. He glanced up at the big video screen and saw telltale evidence of the story told by Jinx. Occasional bits of twisted, scorched metal. Piles of bones that might have been the remains of centuries-dead soldiers, and a long, phallic-looking metallic device buried in the sand. Mike immediately guessed the latter was an unexploded missile, a thought that made him hold his breath until they were well past it. They continued on for miles, and the barren riverbed twisted and turned like a highway winding through a mountain. At last they left the riverbed and began to move downhill again, the pod smashing its way through the rotten remains of a dead forest. On the other side of the expanse of barren trees was another sloping valley, and at the bottom of this one was the dark mouth of what appeared to be a large cave. A feeling of dreadful precognition set Mike's teeth to chattering the instant he spied the cave opening. "Don't tell me. That's where we're going." Jinx sighed.
"Yeah."
Mike glanced up at her.
"How did you know the way?"
Jinx's smile this time was the most unguarded and genuine she'd ever shown him.
"Oh, guess."
She nodded at the trunk of video screens.
"Watch."
A smaller video screen to the left of the big screen flickered, turned black, then white, then filled with the image of Jeremiah. Of course. The freak's glassy features rippled in an apparent smile.
"Jinx, I see you've arrived at your destination."
Mike frowned.
How the fuck could he know that?
Jinx's gaze remained on the image of Jeremiah as she said,
"Seeing orb in my brain, like the kind the ringmaster had implanted in Sheila. It's linked to a similar device in his own brain."
Mike grunted.
"Huh. Yeah.
Figures." The freak spoke again.
"The end is near. Roland fell for the ruse. And why not? We'd played similar games so many times."
Jinx smiled.
"You were brilliant, sir. As usual."
The freak's face rippled in that unsettling way again.
"Yes, as were you. You know what awaits you in the Dark One's lair. I wish I could spare you this final sacrifice. I wish I were there in your place."
"So why aren't you?" Mike snapped. The freak's expression and tone didn't change as he responded.
"Because I am old and far weaker than I seem. And because if I'd attempted to commandeer that device myself, Roland and Miss Monique would have known something was amiss. They've long known I've harbored some misgivings about our methods, though I've been careful not to be very vocal about them. They would have stopped me before I could get anywhere, and I would have been killed."
Jinx's nod was grim.
"And the process of assimilation would have continued unchecked."
And now Jeremiah nodded.
"Yes. And now the time for talk is at an end. Go forth and kill the Dark One."
The screen again went black,